Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Been speaking all week about the correlation between God and government. Why has government become corrupt? Because the church is, or the professed church. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Maybe we should call ourselves the Christians that the professed church hate.
You know, that would be true.
Because we hated by many, we loved by few, and respected by all.
Oh,
you know that. We'll
dynamite.
Add that to the intro. Folks, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise, this is all, in fact, true. Welcome to the show, friends. You have with you, again, Bradley and Stephanie. If you'd like to check us out online because you want to see our little faces, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean, two different websites. Bradley Dean, double E, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, friends, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible. We thank you for your phone calls. We love when you call. This is your radio show. You are heard in 53 countries. You are heard in several affiliates across the United States of America. As a matter of fact, we just got picked up in Greensville, South Carolina, WLFJ, AM, and FM. We just want to give you a shout-out and say thank you very much for your trust and welcome aboard. And outside of that, if you'd like to call, you can, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18, George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly stated, deeds, not words. That's exactly what Christ said in 1 John 3:18 in so many words. Just said it a different way. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I ask you why that is, pretty little princess, I have to let the people know that we're going to go after the reason the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. Why is there so much corruption in the government? Because there's so much corruption in the professed church. And what I want to do is I want to make distinction between the sheep and the goats. I want to make distinction between the holy and that which is defiled. So, anyways, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because, of course, it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible,
terrible,
terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, as we always say here in the program. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. Now, I'm going to hit some fascinating facts about our country. But before I do that, I just want to highlight real quick our product of the week. The product of the week this week is the Face-to-Face Praise and Worship CD. Now, regardless of what some of you out there might think, praise and worship is not merely just singing a bunch of songs on Sunday morning.
It's obedience.
Praise and worship is obedience to God's word and living a life in holiness and purity and sanctification to Him every day of the week. Not just one day on Sunday. We're talking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. That is what obedience and praise and worship is, a life bringing glory to God. But we also have this praise and worship CD, which will help you usher into the presence of God. It's called Face to Face. And what it is, it's those nice old hymns such as Amazing Grace, Old Rugged Cross, Go Down Moses. But we've kind of euthanized them. We've kind of funkinized them. We've kind of brought
funkin'
them
ass.
Up to...
I like that. Funkin'
ass! I don't want to say modernize them, because I think modern is such a bad connotation and bad word to use. But we really have kind of made it new and cool for a new generation. But it's good for both young and old.
But it's the same old.
That's right. The same old hymns.
Solidified.
The same old hymns.
Yes.
In fact, a lot of those hymns were birthed out of testimony and a lot of tragedy. But it's the faithfulness
yep.
of God. And we took those old hymns and we kind of made them a little cool.
Yeah.
And so I
modified them.
Modified them.
Yeah.
Modified. I guess that's the word.
Modified's cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, just not modern.
Hey, it's the same Holy Ghost.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. It's the same Holy Ghost. When I think of modern, though, I think of the new way. And I don't like that. I like the
yeah,
old
Yeah, well, we're going to expose the new way.
That's right. But if you'd like to go ahead and get that CD, it's really hard nowadays to find good praise and worship music.
Mm.
It's a good, solid praise and worship CD. You'll love it. You can donate. $15, the $15 donation that we asked for. But, of course, you sons and daughters of Liberty out there, you smart ones, you have 25% off. You can claim your coupon by calling 1-866-233-0747. Not that everyone else is dumb. I don't want anyone to think I'm insinuating that. But those of you who have joined in our army of becoming sons and daughters of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week. Not 1 week, not 2 weeks, but every week here at the Sons of Liberty.
Yes.
You can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order face-to-face on CD, or again, call 1-866-233-0747. Now, before we get to the break, I want to hit a few fascinating facts about America you probably don't know. Now, number one, do you ever feel crowded? Like, do you live in a city? But did you know that the state of Alaska is 429 times larger than the state of Rhode Island, but Rhode Island has a significantly larger population?
Interesting.
More folks, less room.
Yeah, probably because of all the trees. Cold?
Yeah, exactly.
Polar bears?
That's what I think is probably the big deal.
Maybe because they don't take U.S. currency in Alaska?
That's right. Hey, do this today as you're driving about. It's Saturday. When you're going through McDonald's, drive-thru, wherever, say, hey.
Well, there's a lot of people on the road right now.
Exactly. If you're listening on the road, next time you stop, go to the post office, McDonald's, wherever, say, hey, do you by chance take Alaskan money here? And they'll probably look at you like, no, I could ask my manager, but I really don't
think. Just did it last week.
I don't think we take Alaskan money here.
Yeah, I said, who's the president on the $100 bill?
And
I just live here, man. I'm just from this country. I don't know anything about our country, our economy system, our fiat system, or our history. None of that. I don't know. Don't look at. I mean, with an attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, almost like they're offended for you asking them what they should know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
In case of you out there.
Did you like that? You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if some of you have a question mark, by the way, the answer is there is no president on the $100 bill.
That's right.
That's right. You think it's Ben Franklin, but, you know, he was never the president.
Anyway,
some interesting facts about the United States. Broken shackles lie at the feet of the Statue of Liberty, signifying freedom from oppression and tyranny, which is great to know. And did you know that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, Zachary Taylor, and Woodrow Wilson all were born in Virginia, making it the birthplace of more presidents than any other state.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
Yeah.
Very cool. Also, New Jersey, if you ever know New Jersey, you might want to know that New Jersey is home to the world's highest roller coaster. So if you guys love roller coaster rides out there, New Jersey is the place.
Well, keep in mind, the East Coast is where they fought off the British, too, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly right. And one more thing. Did you know? I'm trying to find it right now. I'm going there.
I don't.
I'm going there. Montana has three times as many cows as it does people.
Moo.
Woo! A lot of cows out there.
Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to make the distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. We're going to try to figure out why government is so corrupt in this country, because the church is called to be the moral compass. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty phone lines are open, friends. 1-866-233-0747. This last week we spent time on Romans chapter 13 and what we're hearing today in America from the professed church, from the pulpits, the hirelings that are opening the gates to the wolves to come in and devour the flocks, that, you know, we Christians must submit to government, any government, read your Bible and leave me alone. And then we went through the whole beginning of the chapter of Romans 13. And what happens, friends, is you need to keep in mind that these hirelings, they're just afraid to take a stand. See, these are the people that don't stand for anything, and then they wonder why we're losing our country. You know, it was John Adams that said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, because when you read Scripture, it was Jesus that said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So when the church is being painted into a corner, is that the Lord's fault or is that his representative's fault, his ambassador's fault? It's those that will not take heed to the commandments that God gave. And then they capitulate when they should actually stand up and fight. They tuck tail and run when they should be, in a sense, calling down the fire. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. These are the people that don't understand what Scripture saith. They just don't. They may have a head knowledge, but they don't have a heart experience. See, God speaks to the heart, not the head, my friends. So let's delve in just a little bit. Why is it that the professed church in America is saying we're supposed to submit to government no matter what the case is? Because they failed to read Romans chapter 12, verse 21, I believe it is, where it says that we are to overcome evil with good. And we also got to keep in mind that the powers that are ordained, they're ordained of God. And nowhere can you find in Scripture God ordaining a power where it contradicts his law. Nowhere. And he even, through Scripture, you will find that the magistrates, the civil authorities, our representatives of America, we need to keep in mind that they are called ministers by the Lord. Okay? Isn't that interesting? But we never hear about that. But again, I want to get down to the nitty-gritty here. Now, how this started is just this last week when we were going through Romans chapter 13. I started going back and forth. I've been studying the book of Jeremiah. Incredible stuff. Great stuff. Understand the heart of God just a little bit more. Jeremiah was sent to give the good word of the Lord as God commanded him to go stand in the gate of government and stand in the gate of the church. Now, isn't it interesting that Jesus in the New Testament told us that we are to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, government doctrine, and the Pharisees, religious doctrine. We're to walk down the center. We're to expose it. We're to walk in holiness as to the Lord and His commands require through commandments, okay, and mandates. So, in saying that, I started thinking to myself, I'm going through these websites of some of these people that I know, and I'm going to deal with them, friends, privately first. And I noticed that this one individual who's in a part of a mutual ring across the country that we are a part of. Ring. I can just say the number ring leader, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Circles. Let's put it that way.
That's a
ring
is word.
Round, right?
That's,
okay,
that's
yeah.
That's a better word.
Okay.
Circles.
So in saying that, I went to this website and I started noticing that this self-proclaimed preacher is using vulgarities.
Oh, that's
explicit
good.
Language like cat. Okay? In a wrong way of saying a vulgarity. A cat, okay? You're going to have to think here, friends.
Right, right.
This is coming from a preacher. Hmm. Then he started using slang terms like BS, but he was saying it. And then he was putting his name to it. And then I started getting some Facebook likes this week from preachers. And what I'll do is I'll check them real quick just to see what their personality's like. And I started noticing like Led Zeppelin and The Who. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, I thought the Lord said that friendship with the world is enmity with God. I thought He said that we are to be called holy. Is this just me?
Yeah, exactly.
And then when I looked in the book of 2 Corinthians, I started noticing this where it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, sons of lawlessness, Satan? Or what part hath a believer with an infidel, an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
That's right.
For you are the temple of the living God, because you have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost will bear witness to that. Is God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you, and I will be your father, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't learned that part yet.
Right. Don't they know that the Bible talks about ye adulterers and adulteresses, as you just mentioned? Know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? That means extreme hatred with God. Like you said, we're to come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. And then I will receive you and be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. Not to mix with both. You know, you can't be a part of the world and part of God. You're either all His or you're not.
Yeah, well, these are the people that are standing and crying, peace, peace, when there is no peace.
Right.
And they're crying, peace, peace, because they don't want you to confront their unlawful and ungodly lifestyles. And I'm about ready to show you this, friends, in just a couple minutes here. I'm going to bring it. This is what has popped up in front of my face just today. And all the way down to a small little town where we get our groceries, the Lord's been just loading me up the whole time over the last couple hours. And it is this very message that I'm talking about right now. Let's go over to John the Baptist really quick, friends. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, listen to the first thing he said. The first thing he said when he went to the children of Israel, those that should have knew better, he said unto them, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what Christ commanded his apostles to do in the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, for this is he that which is spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now listen carefully, friends. And the same John had his raiment of an Italian suit that cost him $5,000.
Whoa, wait, 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 right. Beep, beep.
A leather girdle that cost him about, $3,000.
Right. Leather suit thing.
Alligator boots that cost him $5,000 per pair.
Wow, he was decked out.
Yeah, and then it says that his meat was steak and lobster every night, three times a day.
Oh, wow. John the Baptist was living it up.
Yes, and well-shaven.
Ah, yes.
Groomed with a smile on his face.
Oh, like a cheesy car salesman.
Yep, and he flattered them to no end. Now, is that what Scripture says? Absolutely not, friends. Listen how I will identify John the Baptist, the greatest prophet that was ever born of woman. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. This is what God sent, friends. Then went out to Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan and were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, keep in mind, they were confessing their sins while they were being baptized. Now, does anybody know why that is? They were confessing their sins in front of the whole crowd of people that they would be held accountable for their profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Bet you didn't know that, right? But when he saw many of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites and Sadducees, come to see his baptism, he said unto them, listen how he talked to the professed church, friends. He said unto them, you generation of vipers, you poisonous snakes, you who flatter with the tongue and know nothing of the love of God. He said, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Oh, Bradley, that's so offensive. Wait a second. It's my job to bring forth godly repentance because you must understand that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Your sin is before a just and a holy God who sees all things. The God that sees not a sparrow will fall to the ground without him not taking notice. The God that knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. The God that looks to and fro, beholding the good and the evil. That said, you will individually reap what you sow in this life. Wow. The God that said the nations are but a drop in the bucket. In Scripture, that God, my Father, he may be God to you, but he's Daddy to me in Jesus' name. We call him Abba. This is the God that said the nations are but a drop in the bucket to him. The government is upon his shoulders. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He created all things. The cattle of a thousand hills belong to my Father. The earth is his footstool and the heavens is his throne. And he is the one that answers my prayers. Now, I don't understand why John the Baptist, the first thing he would be doing is saying to those professors that should have knew better. Remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And remember, it was the leaving of Herod and the leaving of the religious Sadducees and Pharisees that crucified Christ. Why was he saying, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance? Folks, we're going to answer that when we come back. And I'm going to start capping off some of these hypocrites that are in America today. And we need to say goodbye to them.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, folks. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Laying a premise for you before we start to expose some of these hirelings that are in the spotlight in just a couple minutes here. Right before the break, I was talking about John the Baptist, the greatest prophet ever sent of God. The first thing he started to do was rebuke the religious hypocrites of the day. And I'm bringing this back into the correlation as to why is government so corrupt in America. The church in America needs to take responsibility and correct themselves first, because they're called to be the light of the world. And then government, communities, states, so on and so forth will fall in line or fall in pursuit of holiness when the church actually walks in the power that it's supposed to walk in. But John the Baptist comes about, and he says, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of snakes, you vipers, you venomous snakes, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come," with a question mark, not an exclamation, friends. In other words, he was saying that you guys will not even confront each other. You will not correct yourselves, because correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. You think you know the things of God when you, in fact, you know just the exact opposite. You think the God of Abraham is your father when, in fact, the devil is your father. How many times did Jesus say that to him? He goes on, "Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance." And then he said, "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees." Friends, that's what I always do on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, is lay the axe to the root of the tree. There's no sense in complaining about the branches on the tree. Just go to the trunk of the tree and take the axe and drop it. John the Baptist said, "And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Wow. That's something else, man. I didn't know that, Brad. Yeah, I know you didn't. That's what I'm doing on the radio here for you. Folks, speaking to those that are saying peace, peace when there is no peace, what we have out in L.A. right now is a bunch of preachers of L.A. on TV, but now the country's preachers are in the national spotlight, and unfortunately, they don't all stand up to scrutiny. We're always surprised at how many men of God turn out to be suspect, low-down, or downright devious, and I'm going to give you about 15 counts of those names that you may know in this country. The compromise, before I get going, friends, the compromise in the professed church is sickening. I'm ashamed of what they themselves are trying to cover up. I also want to let you know that I understand what it's like to be accused of everything under the sun in which that I am not guilty of. Matter of fact, it's interesting how the enemy always likes to attack you where you're innocent. And folks, if we're in a fallen world, don't you think we should be crying out to God for more grace that overcomes sin? So we can get it back up to par where it belongs? Here's number one, Dietrich Haden. Dietrich Haden, for those that have heard of this clown, he looks like a pimp. I kid you negative. He looks like a total pimp. And as I'm sitting here looking at this guy, he's calling himself a preacher, a man of God. Does that look like an element of holiness to you? I'm sorry for those that can't see.
I'm looking at it. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Dietrich has a lot of trouble keeping his pants up. And I don't mean to be crude and rude, friends, but this is the guy that's supposed to be preaching that adulterers, fornicators, have no inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:9. These are the preachers that have lowered the law, and then America wonders why we're in the predicament that we're in today with government, as why did the government and those in government, folks, we have huge circles of pedophiles in federal government, for those that did not know. They're not just committing adultery. There's not just infidelity. No, there's homosexuality. There's lesbians. There's transgenders now. Why? Because the church quit preaching, thou shalt not commit adultery. They quit preaching what Jesus said in grace. Jesus said, the law said, thou shalt not commit adultery, Exodus 20. And then he said, but I say unto you that even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after him, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. And he said, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it's more profitable that you should go into hell maimed than to go to hell with both.
And the understanding of that is the comparison Jesus is not telling you.
I'm sorry, going to heaven maimed than to go into hell with both.
Right, exactly. And the comparison, people say, well, what, you're telling me to cut off my arm or pluck out my eye? No, the Lord was saying is, your eye, as valuable as it is, I don't think any of you out there would sell me one of your eyeballs for $1 million or both of your eyeballs for $2 million because you understand the value.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul is of greater value and so much more important than even your eyes are. He's saying you would be better off to pluck out your eye or to cut off your arm.
Yeah, you don't want to be accused of that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. You would be better off doing that and going to heaven maimed than let your whole body be cast into hell. That's the value of your soul is what he's trying to bring across.
Let's get over to Dietrich Haden. He opened up about getting his fiance Dominic pregnant before his divorce was finalized on Preachers of L.A., but he's kept quiet about Simon Lewis, the woman who came forward with emails and nude pictures to prove that they were dating while he was still married. Wow. So they won't take responsibility because they themselves are guilty of what they have not repented of. Okay, let's get over to this one. Omarosa. First, Omarosa was the main villain on The Apprentice. This is a preacher woman, friends. This is what the American people have subjected themselves to when accepting. It's almost interesting. How many times did Jesus say, be not deceived? Many will come in my name. Many
That's
will
right.
come in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you're not to find your faith in the power of men's words. but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God.
Yeah, I think that's one of the greatest things that the Lord ever put in the Bible was, you know a man by their fruits,
mm-hmm.
because you can judge them by their actions, the fruit of their life. Not just, lots of people say they're Christians. What, Mike? I could go down the street and talk to 20 people, and I can guarantee almost all of them would say, yeah, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they walk the walk and they talk the talk. Just because you park yourself in the garage doesn't make you a car. Just because
Exactly.
Just because you go to church doesn't make you a Christian.
That's right.
You have to have the fruits of holiness and righteousness, your sins forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, and trusting in His merits. That's what makes you a Christian, and walking it out on a daily basis.
So what's wrong with government, friends? I'm talking about those that are called to be the light of the world, that are walking in darkness, and they expect you to believe that they themselves are Christians. But going back to Omarosa, when her fiancé died, people accused her of everything from killing him to changing his will to selling his funeral to the paparazzi. Now that she's a minister, people still think her motives are suspect. Huh. Well, you should be suspect. Did you hear about this one, friends? This was just the other day. A Connecticut pastor seeking to cleanse his soul for a long past of infidelity met fire and brimstone right in the pulpit. Did you hear what I said? He met fire and brimstone, then forgiveness from his flock before reportedly keeling over from a suspected heart attack. Bishop Bobby Davis, pastor and founder of the Miracle Faith World Outreach Church in Bridgeport, kept parishioners after services Sunday saying he wanted to come clean about an apparent affair he had. Why is there, friends? Why is there? Why is there infidelity in government? Because there's a history of it in church.
As John Adams said, the church is the moral compass of society. As goes the church, so goes the world. If the church is open and accepting to anyone and anything, oh, you can come here. Yeah, you know, anyone can go to church. Everyone that came to the cross of Jesus Christ came as they were. And the Lord accepted them in brokenness and repentance.
Isaiah 66,
exactly,
2.
A broken and contrite heart.
17.
Oh, Lord, thou wilt not despise. So we can go to church and we can be broken and repentant. Yes, anyone can come. Come as you are, but you're going to leave change. Otherwise, the power of the gospel and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ is no power at all. And you don't continue in the wicked works that you still did the same way that you came in. It's funny, you know, I grew up in the church, and we have what we call altar athletes. You know, every week they're up there at the altar. And by the way, I'm going to get some of you mad right now, but, you know, an altar call is not scriptural.
It isn't.
But your repentance is before God. But when you see these people week after week doing the same things, it makes you question, okay, first of all, their love must not be there. If I love you and I say, hey, you know, I'm smacking you in the face, we talk about many times, and say, oh, sorry about that. And a couple days later, I smack you in the face again. I say, whoa, sorry about that. And let's say I do really good for 2 months, but then I go out and smack you in the face again. You're going to say, listen, no matter how many times you tell me you're sorry, no matter how many times you come back, go back to the altar and tell me that you're sorry, the fruit of your life is proving that you are not truly contrite for what you've done.
It should be good fruit, not corrupt fruit.
That's right.
What about
fruit.
Pebbles? We've all heard of Pebbles. Remember the ex-rapper? If the dirty details in the TLC movie aren't even a little bit true, then preacher prophetess Sister Perry falls way short of saintly. Wow. Wow, wow. Here's another guy. I got to be careful of some of this stuff, though, because I do understand the perspective, because there is an element of holiness that the Lord rebukes, but I also don't want to be guilty of doing the same thing the world does to a preacher when he's not guilty of the crime that he's being accused of.
That's right.
So, Creflo Dollar. A lot of people believed in Creflo Dollar at least enough to give him enough ties to afford a Rolls Royce, a private jet, $1 million home, and a $2.5 million apartment in New York City. They were all shocked when they found out that Creflo strangled his 15-year-old daughter and beat her with the shoe for staying out late. Now, in saying that, you know, I don't see that you really have to strangle your daughter. But I do understand Scripture says he who withholds the rod hates his son or his daughter.
Yeah, I think that's a bit extreme,
well,
obviously.
Okay, so let's take that for a grain of salt.
Yeah,
right?
When you take some of these, you have to just, it's like,
oh,
wow.
Here's another one. I know it to be true. We're going to talk about Brother Eddie Long, who was busted for sodomizing, for molesting four little boys that came forward. He's still in the pulpit, friends. What's wrong with government? Well, let me say this. What's wrong with the church? You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right. Bradley Dean truly is a prophet foretelling the truth to a hurting, decaying nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Oh. Wow, they're just firing away, friends. What's wrong with governments? Firstly, what's wrong with the church? And until we correct ourselves, there's going to be no correction in government. You know, concerning Creflo Dollar, you know, they actually reported that he strangled his daughter, friends, not to death. A better way to say it, he probably just wringed her neck.
They should have clarified that, because at first I thought, what, he killed his daughter?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Pretty interesting stuff. Let's go over to Eddie Long. What's wrong with government, friends? Pastor Long was famous for his sermons on the sin of homosexuality. So were we all surprised when, in 2010, four boys came forward to accuse him of molesting them. The New Birth Missionary Baptist Church denied the 2010 allegations, but he settled out of court with five complaints anyways. Hmm. And by the way, his wife came out and told on him after the fact. You know, good for her at least bringing it to the light if it's true. Okay? Let's go to the next point. Speaking of what's wrong with government. Now, friends, this next guy, to me, he's never sat right. He never has. Some of them are just so blatantly obvious why they're doing it and what they're in it for. But this next character, he was actually on the front page of Time magazine getting a bear claw and Masonic sign. And you'll see a link between him and the Bushes as well. This is Pat Robertson, the 700 Club host. By the way, just not too long ago, here, I'm going to pull this up.
Yeah, what?
Because I think people need to see what I'm talking about, because he was just recently talking about how the Earth is millions of years old.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta love that. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, we might want to talk with a few people about that before you make that
what
statement.
What does Scripture
creation
say?
Creation science evangelism. The Earth is about 6,000 years old.
Of course. You know, yes. They can't even tell you what the weather's going to be like.
Yep.
Tomorrow,
yep.
And we want to put trust in them as to tell us what happened millions yep. and millions
you know,
of years
so
ago.
How
ridiculous.
Hold on. So they didn't have like computers millions and millions of years ago. So I'm wondering, like, did they write this down on like a scroll, and then like over time, like paper didn't erode for like millions and millions of years, and it magically preserved itself? And, you know, there's some great things about it. If you go to Creation Science Evangelism, Creation Science Evangelism out in Florida. They've got some great material on this. Also, whoa,
yes.
I'm getting some good music.
Yep,
but
yep,
also,
yep.
If you go to another place, I'm trying to think, Dr. Wyatt. Wyatt Museum has so many good things about the discovery of Noah's Ark and different things. But if you want to talk more about the creation of the world and how old the world is, go to Creation Science Evangelism, and Dr. Wyatt's got some
okay, now guess
well.
Who's jumping on the bandwagon with Pat Robertson?
I don't know.
Just take a guess.
I don't even have the slightest clue.
Even Pat Robertson denies the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Huh.
Guess who? The atheist.
Oh, no.
So he's preaching a doctrine that the atheists who don't believe in themselves or anything else, hey, atheist, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, my
so
friend?
So are we saying
it's
that,
hit you,
that,
isn't it?
That Pat
That's called the judgment of God.
So are we saying that Pat Robertson, who is obviously a quote-unquote Christian leader here in America to a great many, many people, is now justifying the stance of the evolutionist and the atheist?
Let's hear what he has to say here.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, we got to go through this part, and I don't know why we got to go through this part, but just hang on one second, friends.
Oh, yeah,
again,
a little
friends,
commercial.
There's a tie between the Pat Robertsons and the George Bush regime. Just saying, just so you know that there's a history here, okay? Here we go. It's actually loading. This is live radio. Just want to take it as it comes, friends.
But you know, like you always said,
Shell, who says, I have three teenage boys and now two of them are questioning the Bible. This scares me. They tell me if the Bible is truth, then I should be able to reasonably explain the existence of dinosaurs. This is just one of many things they question. Even my husband is agreeing with them. How do I explain things to them that the Bible doesn't cover? I'm so afraid that they're walking away from God. My biggest fear is to not have my children and husband next to me in God's kingdom.
They strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. This is the first time I've heard this. My children are walking away from God because my husband can't explain to
dinosaurs.
Them. Dinosaurs.
That's not the
I
issue.
Mean, there's creation all around us. Mm-hmm. We're created, friends. You know, again, we go back to the analogy. If there's a painting, then there's got to be a painter.
No.
If there's a building, there's got to be an architect. If there's creation, there has to be a creator. But they're walking away. No, they're looking for a reason to walk away.
That's the excuse they're using.
It's idolatry. There's nothing new under the sun. Now listen to Pat Robertson's response.
Look, I know people are probably trying to lynch me when I say this, but Bishop Usher, God bless him, wasn't inspired by the Lord when he said it all took 6,000 years. It just didn't. And you go back in time, you've got radiocarbon dating, you've got all these things, and you've got the carcasses of dinosaurs frozen in time out in the Dakotas, you know. They got Sue, that big oh, was it?
Yeah. He's trying to tell you what didn't happen 6,000 years ago, but he's having a problem. Remember what he's trying to say to you right now.
Yeah, they got the carbon out, and you know the Dakotas were the Sioux in the
okay, listen.
With the carcass.
If dice. God said it, I believe it. That settles it. Okay?
That's too simple.
End
me.
Of story. Okay. What happens is man begins to get in the way, and what does he do? He pulls up question marks for people. The Bible doesn't do that. It brings forth an exclamation. God is telling you what the deal is. Who are we, it says in the book of Job, to give counsel to God? But here we have a man of God putting the question to what Scripture has mandated for 6,000 years. And now all of a sudden, Patty Robertson here, seems to know a little bit more than what Scripture says. And keep in mind, friends, many of those that have written the book, the Bible, the 66 books. Keep in mind, friends, many of them died martyrs for the very purpose of giving you what you have today. In other words, it's blood bought. These are the same sort of people in the same sort of mindset that say that the Holocaust never took place in
That's
a
right.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did. And creation even testifies to the fact that, friends, here it is. This is what the problem is with the world. The church, those that sit in the pews, that call themselves believers, they don't even believe. Why doesn't the world believe? Because the pastors and the preachers and the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists don't even believe. If you ever want to bring your life to resolve, stand on the Bible, say, Lord, I'm wrong, you are right, and this is the way I'm going to live. That's where you're going to meet the Creator. Not outside of that. And this kind of stuff jacks me up to no end. And these are the people that are bringing forth confusion to a new generation. And let me tell you something, friends. It doesn't belong to my generation. These are the people that are responsible for what's going on in government, in our communities, our counties, our cities, and our states across the country. Because they just don't believe what God said. Not a good place to put yourself. Okay? This is exactly what Darwin did. His theory. And by the way, friends, he knew it was theory. And by the way, for all of you atheists that are rejoicing, keep in mind, those that want to set themselves at war with God, how is that working out for you?
That's right. There's a great
How is it working out for you? You breed governments that murder their own people to no end. Look at the history of communism. And let me go back to bring this in so it goes full circle. Vladimir Lenin said they needed useful idiots. And I'm here to tell you, friends, today, these are the useful idiots. Here's the atheist that just loves Pat Robertson for questioning what Scripture says. I mean, these people act like they're going to live forever or something,
yeah,
Steph.
Exactly.
It's appointed unto men once to die,
right.
And after this, the judgment.
I got it.
You are not going to stand before a just and a holy God and say, you didn't know. You do know because you listen to me day after day, week after week, month after month, and then you blog on me, but you don't get on the radio because you're too spineless. Hey, listen, what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of me. And let me tell you something. You're a fool for your pains, atheist. You're a fool for your pains, skeptics. Let me tell you why. Because it is my Heavenly Father who validates, who verifies 1 Kings 8. When King Solomon was praying, he said, Lord, verify these prayers. And God did. Now, if God didn't verify these prayers, then why would we believe in him? I would say you are absolutely right that God doesn't exist. But what happens when you run into a man that really understands that God does answer his prayers and that the Holy Ghost does really bear witness to what the Word says? See, the problem is with those that believe these skeptics and these useful idiots, as Vladimir rightly said, the revolutionary under Stalin's regime that killed millions of his own people. He said communism proceeds atheism, and atheism proceeds communism. This is communism, friends. Remember what Ben Franklin said in 1793? Said, there is no such thing as an atheist. It's unheard of in the United States because there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole during the Revolutionary War. Everybody was calling upon God, and guess what, friends? We're here today to say that God answered 238 years. But now we have the preachers that are the cheerleaders for the atheists. Shame on you. Shame on you. Big time. Hey, let me say it again. What God puts in a man, no devil in hell can or will take it away. I ain't moving in the name of Jesus Christ. I ain't. These people sicken me to no end. Listen, when you have an atheist high-fiving their cheerleader that calls himself a preacher, is something not wrong? We'll be right back after this break.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fairlawn.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.